Bannon was first to speak. That was a tactical nuke! It couldn't have been an intercontinental missile. We would be dead!
Commander! Commander! This is Missile Command Center! A missile just destroyed the nuclear plant along with the missiles we built!
Hitler stood and grabbed the radio.
Why didn't our stupid SAM shoot it down?
Enraged, Hitler asked.
Surface-to-air missiles aren't for that. They shoot down planes.
Well, our strategic missile defense system.
That hasn't been installed yet.
Well, get it installed. We can't take another hit like that.
What's wrong with that?
Command Center? Command Center, are you there?
Another missile has just entered the atmosphere. We're executing 8 SAMs. It's a bigger missile!
A few miles east of the rising smoke of the previous explosion, missiles were whizzing through the atmosphere towards the deadly approaching enemy missile. The enemy missile glowed in the sky. Hitler and Bayonum poked their heads out the window and watched. It looked as though the missile were headed straight for them. The radio squawked again, this time more hysterical.
Commander! The missile's headed for you! There's no guarantee that the missiles will completely destroy the enemy missile. You must seek shelter!
You're telling me 8 missiles won't explode that blasted missile?
We don't know for sure, Commander. It's...
Continue, sir!
Sir, the missiles have made contact with the enemy missile!
Hitler quickly walked over to the window and looked out and up into the sky. There was an unheard explosion and a ball of fire. Hitler and Bayonum squinted to see if it was a successful hit.
Commander! We have a successful hit! Wait a minute. Commander, 2 missiles missed and one is headed your way!
Destroy it with another missile!
No time! We're going to execute the self-destruct system!
The men's hearts raced as they waited the missiles to explode. They waited a few more seconds. The approaching missile didn't explode.
No! Stupid missile! Oh, Commander, they're not exploding! Something has malfunctioned! The missiles are out of control! Commander! The second missile is curving south! Towards you, sir! Seek shelter! Hurry!
Hitler just stood there frozen in terror. Bayonum grabbed the radio from Hitler and spoke into the speaker. How far are they in the air?
About 5 miles. We'll hit their target in a matter of minutes! Take shelter! Hurry!
We're going! We're taking the radios with us! Bayonum grabbed Hitler. Hurry, sir! We must get out of here! To the bunker now, sir!
Hitler was finally shaken from his stupor. They ran out the office door, down the hallway, through a side door, down a few flights of stairs, into the bunker. They could now hear the faint rumbling sound of the airborne missile about to make contact with the office they were just in. Hitler's eyes bulged. He turned to Bayonum and grabbed his shoulders.
The plans! The information! It will be destroyed! I must go up and get them!
Let it go! Bayonum ordered as he stopped Hitler from committing suicide. There's no way you'll make it back in time. What about everyone else in the building? Don't worry, sir. It's standard procedure that in this kind of situation, the Missile Command Center will alert everyone else. Didn't you hear the alarms as that we were running down here? No, I must be in shock.
Well, I am too.
The rumbling sound got louder. The radio squawked once more.
The missiles are about to make contact!
A few seconds later, there was a sudden, deafening explosion, shaking the underground shelter. The 2 men were knocked off balance. Shards of the bunker came crashing to the ground.
Here comes the second one!
Another deafening explosion. Dirt, mud, and more shards came crashing to the ground. The bunker shook with tremendous force, forcing the men to lay on the ground. The 2 men were knocked unconscious from the impact from the missiles.
Commander! Commander! Are you alright? Hello, Commander!
Commander!